Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in the Northeast, Cable Radio Network, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking to you today from Sandusky Radio here in the Seattle area, and we're looking at another beautiful day, aren't we, Benny?
We are, and it's a pleasure to have you, and a slight correction.
What?
We are now Hubbard Radio.
Hubbard Radio? Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
That's okay.
Things
it's
are happening behind the scenes, and I don't
so
hear
quickly.
Anything about it. I go on vacation, and look what happens.
It's quite all right. It's near the end of the works on the finalization of the recent purchase from Hubbard, so it's all good.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting changes underway.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because the way I find guests is quite varied. Some of them are people whose books I've read, you know, years mm-hmm. ago. In other cases, it'll be somebody I've heard in a presentation or come across on a TED Talk or, you know, somebody will say something or I'll just connect with somebody on the internet and suddenly I'll know I'll have to have them on my show. Well, my guest today is somebody who one of my students said, "Do you know Dr. Sue Morder?" I'm like, "No, who's that?" And she's, "Oh, you have to check her out." And so I went to her website and I watched some of her videos and it's like, oh my goodness, this woman has some powerful information and she and I can speak the same language. I have to have her on my show. And, you know, from my perspective, what I'm always saying to clients and people in general is if you want to change the patterns in your life, then you need to change the patterns in your vibrational field. And Dr. Sue, she knows what I'm talking about, and she's one of the pioneers in this field, so I'm so excited to have her here today. She is an international speaker. She's a master of bioenergetic medicine, and she's a visionary in quantum field. She teaches and utilizes the embodiment of high-frequency energy patterns to activate full human potential, and that's really where things are at, right? We want things that affect us in our daily lives that allow us to reach our full potential. Through her energy codes, seminars and retreats, Journey Awake excursions, and her Body Awake video series, she looks at the relationships of quantum thoughts and energy medicine. And through this passion that she has, she helps to elevate human consciousness and life mastery. Her techniques ignite an entirely new approach to living in creative genius and having personal freedom through capturing and enhancing high-frequency energy patterns in the body. She draws from her experience as a doctor for over 30 years, inspiration from a life-changing awakening during meditation, and her personal passion for cracking the code of life itself. Her greatest joy is sharing her discoveries with others. She's nationally published. She's served on professional licensing boards of various kinds, and she's a member of the Transformational Leadership Council. In addition to her private practice, Morder Health Center, she is founder and visionary of the Morder Institute, an organization committed to teaching individuals self-healing techniques and a new approach to life based on quantum science. And that's really where things are at. And I'd like to welcome my guest today, Dr. Sue Morder. Sue, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm thrilled to be here. I absolutely love to dig into these conversations, so I can't wait to see where we go.
Yeah, well, it is exciting, and it really does have its own energetic flow, if you will, and it's something that I experience on a weekly basis, and I know you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. You know, we are destined to be free, to follow whatever is unfolding organically and to be able to truly enjoy that process rather than having to have a plan and a predetermined notion about how life is supposed to look. And it keeps us from being disappointed and disillusioned and allows us to stay really present in our power when we learn to operate in this way. So hopefully we can share some things with people today that will help them engage in that same way themselves.
Yeah. But, you know, what you're talking about goes against the grain of what most of us have been taught in, you know, in Western culture, that, you know, we're supposed to be in control. The analytic mind is king, and this is the way to achieve happiness, is by setting analytic goals and pushing forward and working hard. Why is that not working for people?
Well, it's kind of operating from the outside in, and it creates a very conditional reality. And oftentimes we get caught up in thinking that we know how those goals are supposed to look.
Uh-huh.
And when we could get in touch with how those goals are supposed to feel, then we might be more open to achieving those goals from a different path than we had selected previous to ever engaging in the endeavor. So, you know, even Einstein said that we've developed a culture that honors the servant. Is our intuitive mind is really the greatest gift we are given. And these are Einstein's words, kind of paraphrased, but these are Einstein's words himself. And his second statement was, we were given the rational mind as an attempt to steward this intuitive mind. And what we've done is create a culture that honors the steward instead of the original gift itself. And so we're just a little out of touch, and it's not so difficult to get back in touch because nature is on our side. What we're truly intended to be and how we're truly intended to be operating is much more free than that analytical mind would conjure up for itself. And
right.
What ends up revealing itself is oftentimes much greater than what we would have planned and come up with, conjured up on our own, had we had the liberty to do so.
Yeah. And, you know, you said something that I think is really key early in what you were just saying, and that is people think in terms of what their minds think that something should look like, but really it's about the feelings. Because I think what happens is people think, well, if I achieve such and such, or if I you know, get into this relationship, or if I have this much money or live in that house, then I will feel a certain way. And they kind of circumvent the wanting to focus on the feeling place and just jump to the this is what I have to have place. Why are feelings so important?
You know, feelings are closer to the core of our reality than our thoughts are. If you were to take a tree and cut it and look at the rings at the cross section of a tree, and we see the rings focusing inward or focusing outward in a very concentric order, what we would have at the center of that tree cross section relative to the human system would be your very core being, your intimate self, your authentic self. And the next ring out and the next ring out from there and the next ring out from there, those layers right in there are reflective of our energy system, our emotional states, our thoughts and beliefs, in perspective. And so when we move toward feeling versus thinking, if you would picture that outermost ring being your thoughts and your goals and your intentions that we oftentimes set relative to where we're supposed to be by a certain age and what the Joneses are doing and keeping up with the image that we think that we have, and we operate from that place, what ends up happening is we're not really dropping all the way into the core of our being. And so feelings and experiences and what we're actually having on an experiential level are closer, rings closer to the center of the target. And so it has a much more profound impact on our life experience because we're actually feeling the vibratory tone of something and bringing it closer to our core. So if we would take this analogy and flip it into when we're born, we're living in our whole self. We're just free and running around doing what we want to do.
Right.
And then we start getting in trouble for doing some of the things that we want to do because
yes.
we want to pick up bright, shiny things and throw them against the wall to
yes.
see what happens and play with the bright colors that happen to be across the street. And we do all these things. The big people start to, you know, freak out and they discipline us. And so when we get in trouble for doing that, we move from our core self up into our heads and try to figure out how to please the big people that are feeding us and clothing us and, you know, making life work. And the problem is we take up nest there. We live there. We begin to stay in that place, and we build a life there. We build relationships there. We build a perception of what we're supposed to be doing. We build an image of who we are, and it's all up in the head instead of really listening to the impulses that are constantly trying to rise from deep in our core up to our conscious mind. And so those being overridden, now the mind thinks it's all up to me, and it gets even busier trying to make itself feel fulfilled, feel satisfied, feel safe. So it's constantly looking for another goal. It's constantly getting a new degree or moving to a bigger house or getting divorced again because apparently we don't choose correctly. And these variety of things that the mind will do if it's left untethered to the rest of the whole self. And so as we drop back down into the core by listening to the gut, listening to that inner wisdom and learning how to do that, we begin to bring more to the party. And it allows us to feel and sense our way into the life that truly matters to us, that truly feels good to us, rather than, you know, trying to generate something from the outside in.
Right. And, you know, you were talking about, you know, young children and their natural flow. I mean, from an energy medicine perspective, I think of them being in this energetic flow, and they're so in the moment that, you know, the joke is you never want to be on stage. If you're an actor, you never want to be on stage with either an animal or a child because everybody's paying attention to them. Why? Because they're in that moment. They're in that flow. And yeah. I think that we've been sold this bad rap of how we are, if we get into that flow, that we cannot achieve, that we cannot be successful, that we can't be happy. And that's really a shame because I think it's possible to live in this world and also have that, be in that flow and achieve, correct?
Absolutely. This is really what I have the great honor of traveling around the world and teaching people all the time is that we can have the both and, that we can be organized and directed and move at a specific pace that accomplishes things and meets deadlines that the rest of the world is operating on. And we can show up in that way. And we can be having a different experience internally while we do so if we relearn how to do so. And I say the word relearn because, yes, Christine, as you say, you know, if you're on stage with the kid is doing what is authentically present for them to do in that moment. And they steal the show. And they're having the most fun, guaranteed, they're not worried about how are we going to pull this off to the end. But but if we bring the both and together and allow the mind and the core, the heart, the deep wisdom, and the personal self, the self-esteem, to all be present at the same time, in our personal power and our deep core gut feeling wisdoms, those energies are very real vibrations. And energy medicine is learning that those frequencies are actually the most healing and the most creative and actually will generate the leadership of the future, which is now, like we've never seen before. As we begin to tap into what we used to think was just, you know, meant for the younger decades of life when we didn't have any cares or concerns or considerations or responsibilities. And the fact is we swung the pendulum too far in the other direction, which is why so many people are feeling so unfulfilled and so disillusioned about what the life experience is supposed to be bringing us.
Yes. Well, we have to take a quick break. More with Dr. Sue Morter when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show. If you were looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine. facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, Stellar Conversations to Illuminate Your Journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW AM 1150. You know, I'm talking to Dr. Sue Mortar about energy. The energy of life is really what it comes down to, isn't it, Sue?
Yes, it is. You know, everything is energy. That's the amazing thing. It's everything. It's just energy. And it's how well can we begin to manage the energies instead of trying to manage the people, the circumstances, the out-picturing, the byproducts. You know, how can we hone it down and really deal with the raw energy underneath everything? So.
Right.
So I didn't mean to cut you off. Are you headed in a direction with that, or are you going to?
No. You go for it.
Excellent. Okay, because I love to. All right. So you know, if you think about this in terms of energy medicine, you know what that means is that our health care, our consciousness, people are interested in something more than what we've been exposed to so far. Mm-hmm. Something more, something that fills in some of the gaps that are so evident in some of our systems in life that are attempting to manage our states of well-being. And when we talk about energy frequencies and everything being energy, it really kind of digs straight into the fact that we've all been working with energy all of our lives. Mm-hmm. We just haven't known it, and it wasn't brought up into the forefront of our minds, and so we don't think that we're masterful about it, uh-huh. and we don't think that we could really utilize it intentionally for any kind of productive, predictable outcome of good in our lives, just because we don't have evidence that we've already been doing it. But we do if we just bring our attention to the fact that if you've ever worried yourself into a headache, mm-hmm. you've been working with energy. If you've ever been angry to the point that you couldn't eat, which, you know, God forbid that ever happened. But if that would happen, then you've already been working with energy medicine. You just mm-hmm. were kind of working with it in the opposite direction. If you've ever been in the middle of a frustrating situation at work, and you said, you know, I just need to get up and get some fresh air, take a walk, get outside, do something, mm-hmm. and leave for 5 minutes and come back into the meeting and been more effective, you were actually managing your energy. And it's, so it's not just your kinetic energy that would determine whether you have enough energy to stay awake, you know, after dinner, or if you just crash, you know, mm-hmm. when you sit down to watch a movie or read a book. It's not just that, although that is a beautiful byproduct of learning to steward our energy more effectively. But I'm talking about, you don't have to get upset in situations and let them run your life. You don't have to do that. You mm-hmm. can learn how to manage the energy underneath the story that you're getting caught up in. And when you do that, what can be an outcome is that you awaken at your very core in the ways that those circumstances were attempting to awaken you, but you don't have to go through the strife and the years of angst and angers and grudges and all of that before you finally forgive it and you finally set yourself free and you realize that, oh my God, it feels so good to finally speak into that situation that I avoided for, you know, the last 6 months or the uh-huh. last 6 years. And so when we talk about everything just being energy, there's energy flowing through your system all the time, mm-hmm. and you stop it or you enhance it by saying no or by saying yes or mm-hmm. by agreeing or disagreeing or being upset and not speaking into it or by knowing but not doing. All these kinds of things stop the energy flow through the physical body, and when that stops, it stops the energy flow through your life, uh-huh. and it also impacts your health, and it also right. impacts the health of your relationships with people and with money and with possibility and so on. So right.
stagnant energy is not a good thing, whether you're talking about one's health or one's life circumstances.
You're right. It's supposed to be in motion.
Yes.
It's supposed to be in motion, and yet we're so determined to avoid change if we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't like yeah. our circumstances, but misery is better than unfamiliarity in most cases for most people.
Right.
So they don't like it, but it's familiar. So they keep it the same, even though it's, you know, not working. And that whole push-pull is a very stagnating effect on the energy flow in the body. And that's what leads to adhesive fibers building up, scarring or mm-hmm. or stickiness in the tissues themselves, which become tumorous, which become breakdowns, which become cancerous. It's not a mystery. You know, our health is a byproduct of the energy flow in our bodies, period.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that energy flow is directly affected by the thoughts and beliefs and emotions that we hold and that we continue to hold on to and that we hold on to as if our lives depended on it. And it causes a great deal of issue in our lives. You know, I make the comment that it's, you know, the issues are in the tissues, and it uh-huh. has to do with the energy that is or is not moving. And every way that we can find to breathe through the body and move this energy and to embrace things instead of ignore them or deny them or reject them
mm-hmm.
and really merge with or embrace the things that are occurring in life, the more we can teach ourselves to do that, the more we keep the energy flowing. And the more we keep the energy flowing, the more transformation happens in our lives. And
you know,
it's happening all the time. It's just a matter of, are we doing it consciously or are we haphazardly doing it and thinking that it's just luck or coincidence when it does happen in our favor?
Right. I think you're saying something really important there. You're basically saying embrace it all. And I think that either through trying to learn to cope or through paying attention to how others cope or what we've been taught directly, we work really hard to resist and avoid. Why should we be embracing it? What is?
The powers that be are bigger than any human being can possibly stop. And if we are to step into the reality of quantum science, what quantum science is showing us is that everything in the universe is expanding. And inside the human experience, we can interpret that expansion as growth or evolution or mm-hmm. or goodness, opening up, birthing.
Right.
And so we can then translate that to say that, that everything that's happening in your life is happening for a good purpose. It's all part of an expansion that is attempting to take place. And
yes.
if you can learn to be good with what is, what that means is you're learning to trust that the universe is showing you the ways of expansion that you wouldn't have come up with for yourself. It's a better idea than you would have come up with for yourself. But we're so resistant to trusting on such a grand level that we miss. And so we go back to that analytic mind thinking it knows how it's supposed to look. But if we could just get tuned into how it feels, initially it might feel scary that the universe is offering something up for us that we're not familiar with. But if we could just take it on as an adventure, you will soon see that what turns out, I mean, every one of us have had that experience where we were resisting something forever and then we finally succumbed, we finally relaxed into it, and it turned out to be one of the best things that could have possibly happened. And that's all that's ever been happening. And our job is to turn our minds to the possibility that that would be so. Mm-hmm. And what happens when we do so is we begin to experience the benefits of the dozens and dozens of other ways that the universe has been trying to prod us into such great outcomes as we've had coincidentally in the past, and recognize that that's really all that's ever trying to occur. And as we embrace what is and really teach ourselves to lean in to what is happening and approach it with a curiosity of, wow, what if this is a better idea than the things I was coming up with? What if this is going to take me in the same way into this better place than I ever dreamed would be possible for me, where it feels like I'm getting fired, maybe I'm being set free into something else, or when it feels like someone's not, you know, behaving the way I thought I wanted them to, perhaps the way that they're behaving is opening another door that will allow me to come to know myself a little better and get in touch with these greater possibilities that are available for me.
It's all
an energetic vibrational reaction to what we hold fast to or how anchored we are in our core. The more anchored we are in our very hearts and wisdom and gut feeling area, down in the body, physically, literally, the more anchored we are there, the less we need props in our external world to make us feel okay.
Right, right. And that trust in the gut, that trust in that intuitive knowingness and taking action upon that is not easy. I know that years ago when I was facing cancer and doctors had nothing to offer me, you know, I was really, really close to completing my doctoral dissertation, really unhappy in my program. I was living on the East Coast, and I had been drawn to move to Seattle. I don't know why, but, you know, I had been doing all this inner work, and the cancer had been improving, but it was still there. Well, when I finally made that choice to act upon that inner guidance of going to Seattle, within 3 weeks of moving to Seattle, all of the cancerous lesions disappeared. So that's just evidence of what you were talking about. When you trust and you sort of let go to and honor that inner guidance, that lets that energetic movement begin to release that stagnation. And so I wholeheartedly agree with what you're saying. And I want to hear more about, I want to hear more about what you were saying about how we don't have to go through a whole lot of time and effort to get there. And more with Sue Mortar when we return.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
If you were looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ in the Northeast, Cable Radio Network, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Sue Morter, and we're talking about energy and utilizing our inner guidance with energetic flow in order to transform our lives. Now, Sue, before the break, you were talking about how you don't need to go through a whole lot of hassle, a whole lot of processing in order to release and let go of some of that stagnation. What approaches do you like to lead people through in order for them to transform their lives energetically and hence in reality?
Beautiful. So, you know, Christine, what I teach is embodiment. I teach that we have to awaken to all these truths, but we can't just hold them in our minds. We have to live them. We have to become that. And so I'm big on taking things to the body, and every time we have an aha, to allow your mind to expand into that, whoa, that mind-bending, exploding kind of sensation that we feel when someone says something that just lights up, you know, these synapses in the brain and allows us to perceive life differently than we saw it just a moment ago. But then the very next thing that I encourage people to do is immediately take their attention to the body and see where in their body they are also activated in that same moment. Right. And what will happen is they will begin to learn a language that their body is speaking to them that will allow them to cut to the chase in the future with circumstances that are challenging or difficult or disorienting in some way. And here's what I mean. Let's say you have a huge aha, you have this revelation, you're in a really big state of joy or bliss. I mean, it could just be seeing you know, a friend that you haven't seen in forever, and you have this, oh, this lovely feeling. And then ask yourself, where in my body am I feeling that? Where's that feeling coming from? Mm-hmm. It's going to come from different places all the time. Or let's take the flip side of that. You're in a situation that you really don't want to be in. You're frustrated with it. You've been there dozens of times, and you just don't want this to happen again, and you don't know what to do to keep it from happening like it does every single time. If instead of racking your brain over it and allowing the mind to try to drive us into a better place, if we would just take that mind and steward, as Einstein said, steward the intuitive mind, which is the body. The intuitions rise, hunches rise. That comes from your core. It is, there are billions of energy impulses bombarding your energy field every millisecond, and only a few of them get to the conscious mind because we're not trained to allow more of them. But when we make decisions based upon our conscious mind, we're making decisions based on only a small fraction of the information that is available to us.
Right.
Conversely, it's landing at the gut feeling level and starting to rise up through the body to get to our conscious awareness. And so if we can learn, and we can, how to let it rise up to the conscious mind, we can cut straight to the chase. So you're in a situation that's extremely upsetting to you. Don't ask, why is this happening? Mm-hmm. Ask, where in my body is this activating me? And if it's low in your gut, or if it's in your chest, or if it's in your throat, or if it's in your heart area, or any number, could be in your back, could be in your hip, could be in a shoulder, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. The next thing you want to do is squeeze it back to let the body know that contact has been made with your consciousness. As it speaks the body, you have to speak a physical language. The physical body has to speak a physical language. So if we take the energetics all the way to the physical body, squeeze it back and let it know that contact has been made, that this information is trying to rise to the consciousness and we're giving it a way to do so, then immediately squeeze everything between that area and inside the body, squeeze the heart, not the heart muscle, but in the center of your chest, that mm-hmm. loving, forgiving, compassionate, passionate heart. And you start to breathe that area that's disrupted because of this upset toward, breathe that area that it activated in your body, and just imagine that you're breathing it toward that heart space. Because what happens in that moment of upset is there's a surge of energy that's being released in your body. And if you were completely integrated in all these parts of the body, mm-hmm. there wouldn't be a surge and there wouldn't be an upset. Right. So use the surge to teach yourself how to flow the energy in any situation without having to have it train wrecked to get your attention to show you that there's some part of me I'm not utilizing. There's mm-hmm. some part of me that I've left in the car that's not coming into the game with me or coming into the party with me. And so I'm consequently left kind of vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So how do I get this energy flowing again? You go straight to the area of the body that is talking to you when you're in an upset or when you're in a huge aha, either one, and find in the body where it's being activated and start to breathe it toward the heart space and then begin to channel it up and down through your body. Now, I teach all kinds of techniques of how to get people really good at doing that in right. a variety of different ways, but for our purposes right here, if that's all you do, I know that it will allow you to cut to the chase sooner rather than later mm-hmm. with the circumstances that are stumping us, the things that we're duping ourselves over, are simply having that impact on us because we don't know how to master the energy that they represent.
Right.
You have to remember that everything in life is just energy. Circumstances are combinations of energies that are coming forward in our consciousness for us to master. And if we use our body to help us do that, we'll become masterful with it much more quickly than we knew. That's what we were doing when we worried ourselves into a headache, or we got upset and couldn't eat dinner, mm-hmm. or we've gotten up out of that upsetting meeting and left and had to come back. We were attempting to, from a survival standpoint, just manage the energy in some way. And so if we can learn how to never let the energy block up and cause the headache or the mm-hmm. stomach ache or what have you, then we can begin to recognize what benefit these external circumstances are having on our lives because right. of how they're trying to wake us up. And yes. that's really the only reason that they're ever occurring. When I said that all of creation is expanding and that inside the human condition or inside the human experience, we experience that expansion as growing or evolving ourselves or waking up to something, mm-hmm. having our ahas, that's what I mean. And it is all out there, everything out there, is happening for one reason only, and it's for us to recognize that we are masterful at being present in the face of anything. Mm-hmm. Because quantum science is also telling us that there isn't anyone here but you. There's right. only one of us here.
So it's mind-boggling, yes.
Yeah. So all those people that are upsetting you, they're just parts of you that are upsetting the other parts of you. So,
right, right.
you know, once we look at it that way, it's a little easier to forgive them.
Right, right. And I think your approach, there are two really important aspects that go against certain grains that are out there. One is that it's not about managing the external circumstances, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When something's upsetting us, it's not about fixing what's outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it's not about, you know, transcending the body, ignoring the body. It's about embracing the sensations and then managing it from there. So I think that both those steps can allow us to have a totally different kind of awareness about this. And yeah, I mean, from my perspective as an energy healer, I'm always telling people, you know, when there's a blockage, when there's a problem, whether it's a, you know, relationship issue or a physical issue, there's stagnation. And whatever we're bringing into our field isn't because, oh, well, we're manifesting the wrong things because it's in our vibration. No, it's an invitation from the universe to magnify and break through that stagnation. So it's really, I wholeheartedly agree with you, Sue. It's an invitation from the universe for expansion, whatever's
Absolutely.
Happening.
Yes. What if there were no mistakes? What
Yes.
if there was nothing wrong? What if nothing was broken? What if you were okay and so was everybody else? And that we're all just bumping into each other to help each other wake up to our magnificence, in that we can reframe, we can tweak and turn and spin a situation until we can find an interpretation of it that feels good to us,
uh-huh.
that is evidence that we're capable of being present with this. And when we land on that perspective, then we see the good. We uh-huh. see that it is good. It's not like we're finding the good in a bad situation.
Right.
We're reframing all situations to be good from the onset.
Yes.
So that we're not trying to fix problems. We're really activating our whole creative selves in the face of this life experience.
And we're not victims either. Then.
Exactly. So that's what takes so long, is we get stuck in the victimization, and then we
yes.
have to work through it. And then finally we get so tired of feeling victimized that we just, with no other energy left, we just give up and say, okay, I forgive you. You know, okay, fine, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the forward-moving, proactive, creative sense of capacity that we have as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We have the capacity to go straight to that with gratitude and celebration that yet another thing is showing me, pointing me in the direction of the action that I was actually supposed to be taking when
right.
I thought I was supposed to be, you know, turning this way. Turns out I'm actually supposed to be going 180 degrees in the other direction.
Uh-huh.
And the universe has been trying to show me that.
Yes.
I've just been resistant.
Right, right. Well, you know, I love your work, and you're offering our listeners a free gift today. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Absolutely. There is a place on my website that if you sign in to receive those messages that you were referencing, that I mm-hmm. send out, I'm very respectful about sending out emails. I don't bombard you all the time with all mm-hmm. kinds of things you don't want to hear.
And they're wonderful messages. Short,
well,
sweet, and really profound.
Thank you so much. I love to play with words and the vibrational frequencies of things, and,
uh-huh.
and how it's written is different than how it might sound when you read it. And so I want that to happen for people so that they can start to see, oh my gosh, this all of life is just a play. It's a play that is supporting us, and it's supposed to be playful and fun. So I send out these messages weekly, and that's part of being on my mailing list. That's what that is. So when you go to my website and you sign up for that, there are also additional an hour-long conversation as well as a meditation that is available that serves to begin to activate this energy and to activate our understanding from a big perspective. So those are two free gifts that come automatically when you sign up for the email. And
website? What's your website?
DrSueMorter.com.
Right.
So it's DrSueMorter.com. Mm-hmm.
And you can also get to that from my website, StellarReflections.com. It's right next to Dr. Sue's bright face on the radio show page. And you'll also want to re-listen to this, I'm sure, as I will as well, because Dr. Sue has so much to say in just a few moments. It's great to re-listen to that. And there will be the podcast will be on my website later this afternoon as well. So, Dr. Sue, when we return, I'm going to want to hear more about these energy codes. And I'm also going to want to hear about your recent trip to Peru. So we want to share that with our listeners when we return on The Christine Upchurch Show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978 302
8861.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm Christine Upchurch, and I'm talking today with Dr. Sue Mortar. Sue, you told me that you recently went to Peru. What were you doing down there?
I have these excursions for people that come from around the world, and they're called Journey Awake, and it's about going to sacred sites around the world that hold particular energies and worked with particular vibrational frequencies when these either these temples or these civilizations were building, where they were building and what they were building. Mm-hmm. And we work with the energies that are present in different locations. And so Peru has a particular an amazing combination of energies. First of all, the culture of Peru is so beautiful, and the people are so Pachamama, or you know, they're honoring the earth. The earth mother is is how their spirituality is centered and grounded. And so they are working with the upper world and the middle world and the inner world, and that's, you know, and that is their spirituality. Their prayer is for those three aspects of the whole of reality to come together. Mm-hmm. And so we go into the sacred valley and visit all these sacred sites, and we spend 2 days at Machu Picchu itself, and we take a, you know, an extra hike up to the top of Huayna Picchu, which is that famous monolithic structure in the background. If you just Google Machu Picchu, you'll see this big piercing mountain in the background, and so we hike up to the top of that. I mean, it's doable for anyone, but it's a beautiful thing that is a trip that is centered on tuning into the body to feel the energies that are available to us. And in my work, each day there's coursework and meditations and some yoga type of activities that are body awake exercises that we do as parts of the energy codes to enliven and awaken the physicality so that we can more easily feel those hunches and those gut feelings, so that the gut feeling doesn't have to become screaming like a cosmic 2x4 hit you over the head.
Right.
You actually listen to it as a tiny little voice, because we turn up the volume on that tiny little voice, because it's all energy, and we can't hear it because we're so clamped down and contracted inside of ourselves, because we haven't been living in there. We've been living up in our heads.
Right.
So as we join the relationship between the head and the heart and the wisdom, which is low beneath the navel, your wisdom center is low, in that gut feeling area,
uh-huh.
and then the personal power. As we awaken each of those through the work of the energy codes that I do, and we go on these excursions, it's the perfect combination for people to have wonderful practice in, because the energy is so presence and so magnificent and so concentrated in certain areas. So we go to Bali. We're going to take a trip to Egypt. We're going to go to India.
Wonderful.
We are returning again to Machu Picchu. I also do work every spring in Cancun, in Mayan country, because there are certain energies right there that are very easy for reframing belief systems and just working with healing and washing this energy through the body. So the Mother Earth certainly offers up a lot for us in terms of healing capacities and healing energies. And so those journeys are something that I do just to help people in an undeniable atmosphere recognize the beauty that they're made of and that this life is all about. And so we get to see, you know, beautiful places and meet wonderful people, but we also get some real work done while we're doing it. Uh-huh. So that's what Peru is about. I can't say enough about it, as well as the other trips. We're going to Bali in June, and we'll be going back to Peru next fall. So
that sounds wonderful.
Yes, it's quite magnificent. I think maybe you should just mark it out in your calendar right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so tempted. And, you know, I mean, I've experienced the energetics of certain places, you know, such as Sedona and Santa Fe and the different places. It's, yeah, the energetic shifts you, but the different locations give your body different feelings.
Yes.
And when you tune into that, it's kind of like, wow, you know, maybe I am an energetic being, you know. It's hard to deny it when you begin to tune into some of these things.
Yeah, and that is it's so important, you know. It's like we take a vacation just trying to relax.
Uh-huh.
And so we can take a vacation and have that relaxation, and we can also learn really more about who we are in the middle of all that and come home not only rested and rejuvenated, but also more masterful at the rest of life, so that we're not just counting down the days for the next vacation, you know.
Right.
And as we sense that, wow, there really is energy that runs through me, and I really can move it and manage it intentionally myself, for myself and for others, and it really does make a difference in how I respond in different situations and circumstances, you know, I feel much more empowered, and my esteem starts to blossom, and my personal power takes more of a front seat, and then we're more able to access our own creative genius and move through life the way we're intended to, instead of just trying to make the best out of all these horrible situations that we find ourselves in.
Right, you know? Right. It's not about managing that. It's about tuning in and opening to that flow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, really, really awakening ourselves in the midst of all that. And that's what I do. You mentioned about wanting to hear a little bit about the energy codes. They are practices and principles that we learn and that we practice doing that allow the physical body to become tuned in to these energies that we're talking about, so that we don't depend on someone else to fix it or to change it. For 25 years, I was in practice, in private practice, room by room by room, patient by patient by patient, teaching, you know, taking the interferences out of the system and reestablishing that flow the way that it's supposed to, based on unresolved subconscious junk from our past.
Right.
And all along the way, I was like realizing these people need to know how to do this for themselves. They need to be proactive in this way and really become masterful, so that this buildup doesn't happen this way. These blockages don't occur in the first place. And so so I developed, along with my father, who is a pioneer in energy medicine, who started his work in the 70s when nobody ever talked about this kind of thing.
Right. He was way ahead of his time,
yes,
wasn't he?
We were doing this work, and we were never telling anybody what we were saying. We were just saying, oh, these are just little trigger points. We're just relaxing the muscles by holding this little point on your head. And people would heal things that were, you know, undeniable. But we never talked about energy flow or circuitry, or electromagnetic or chakras or auras or any of that.
Uh-huh.
That is, you know, it's kind of in some ways, it's a very regular part of our conversation today. And for other people, it's new, but I'm just thrilled that in my lifetime, it's become, you know, so talked about in the mass consciousness to the degree that it has become. And so,
and science is catching up to measure it in various ways too, which is wonderful.
Yes. Which is, you know, what gives it permission to,
yes,
you know, to be in the mainstream conversation, is that science is finally catching up to the place that we can document and we can measure and we can prove these things. And so it's undeniable. And so what the energy codes does is teach people how to get in touch with that themselves, so that they can be proactive to the energy blockages that led to the migraine head pain patterns in the first place, and the energy blockages that contributed to the long-standing inflammatory diseases in the abdominal or in the pelvic cavity, or or the long-standing energy blockages that have led to asthmas and allergies and arthritises and so on, things that we even the things that we think are genetically inherited that science is showing us through epigenetics, that it's really about the energy of the environment. It's not about our genetic inheritance. And so that changes our reality when we start to think about the fact that, wow, we can change how the energy is flowing through our bodies and never have to experience diabetes even though it's in my family, or never have to be the candidate for cancer even though for three generations it's been showing up. And I can be the one to shape-shift that, you know, without having to go through the actual experiences of the side effects of those blocked patterns. Mm-hmm. So the energy codes are really about teaching people how to remove those interferences and get back in charge, or maybe for the first time, get in charge of themselves and the energy flow in their bodies and in their lives.
Okay, well, we're running out of time. Sue, can you share with our listeners how they can connect with you and go learn about the energy codes so that they can empower themselves to transform their lives?
Absolutely, at www.drsuemorter.com, drsuemorter.com. And if you have a specific question, write to info@drsuemorter.com, and they will get it directly to me, and I'm happy to respond directly to you. So,
wonderful.
My great pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining me here today, Sue. I love your work, and I love your energy, and thank you for sharing what you're sharing with the world.
My great joy, Christine. Thank you so much for what you're doing and connecting with the thousands of people that you do.
Oh.
It's exactly what the world needs. So.
Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening today. Next week, I will be here again, same time, same place, with Krista Gibson, editor, owner of New Spirit Journal, and we will be talking about inner journeys to transform your life.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world.